Is that all ready?
Yeah, let's move this.
So if he hits a really good good part, I can just click more.
I like what he said.
How long does it go for?
No, I just, I know the whole
at 9 seconds. Oh, you started there. Oh,
I'll just know, good. Oh, at this point, it's good. That's cool, yeah. Oh, you can add delete it too. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, we're ready?
Testing, 1, 2. Testing,
yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hector.
Are the recordings going to be archived somewhere?
Yeah. They're all taken care of.
Where are they archived?
Are they on the website yet?
On the website?
No, only the full sets are on the website. After that, we're not... Okay. We're going?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna continue the Reish Mem test. We're gonna cover a lot of interesting things today. Let's start with Reish Mem test Siv Gimel. Reish Mem test Siv Gimel. Tzarech Litein. I told them to start from Siv Vav because I think we already did Gimel and Hey Dal and Hey. We're just gonna read it again. Tzarech Litein at Tzedakah B'Sefer Panim Yafis. A person part has to give Tzedakah B'Sefer Panim Yafis with a nice face. V'Tuv Leva. Here in Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Tes. Here, Sif Gimel. Okay. Tzarech Litein B'Sefer Panim Yafis V'Tuv Leva V'Misoinen Ima'ani. And you have to be Reish Mem Tes. It's after the last section in the packet. Siv Gimel here. Who needs another one? There's another one here. Okay? So you have to give the tzedakah b'sefer panim. I'm starting with this for a reason, and you'll see why soon. Uvesimcha, uvetuv levav, umesoinenim ha'ani b'tzaroi. And you should commiserate with the ani in his tzar, umedabroloi divrei tanchumin. And you should not just throw money at him, but you should actually understand his situation and get to understand him and make him feel good. And if you give it with a bad face, we spoke out last time that the Isser is Leisa'amitz Eslavavcha. We spoke out from the Vilna Gaon that there's two lavim in the Torah. One is Leisikpoitz Esyatra, one is Leisa'amitz Eslavavcha. So the Gaon says there's two separate Isser. One is Leisikpoitz Esyatra, not to give. Leisa'amitz Eslavavcha is even if you're giving, but don't give it with a bad heart. Okay? So what you see from this is not just bad midos. It doesn't say anywhere when you do Bikur Cholim, okay, it doesn't say, and don't do it with a sour face. It doesn't say anywhere that why over here all of a sudden does it bring it in? So it seems like it's very clear. It seems quite clear that you see from here that the attitude that the ani has towards the tzedakah, the way he's accepting the tzedakah goes into the mitzvah of tzedakah. Part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is making him feel good. That's part of the mitzvah itself. It's not like it's a separate thing. The mitzvah is to help him. So if he doesn't appreciate being helped in this way, then it diminishes the mitzvah. Okay, that's what you see from here. It's not just like, okay, you did a perfectly good mitzvah of tzedakah. It happens to be at the same time you did an avera of insulting him. No. If you insult him while you give him the tzedakah, it's not tzedakah really. It's ibid tzchusa. You lose the mitzvah of tzedakah because the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give it to him to make him feel good. Okay? That's what you see for Siv Gimel.
So somebody comes to the door with the blue paper.
You read it.
So you read the paper. Say, oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I wish I could help you more. Okay. This is what I can do, or I can't do anything. But I really understand. I understand. You know, I really feel bad
it's
for you.
It's better to read the blue paper than to not read the blue paper.
I don't know
this,
exactly.
Because the guy probably wants you to read it.
As long as he makes you, he understands that you care about him. Okay. Now, Imshallah ha'ani, halacha dalet. Imshallah ha'ani, ve'ein lo ma yitin lo. And what if you have nothing to give him? Lo yigar boy, don't yell at him. Be a koyla. Get out of here. I don't have any money. Elifay senu bedvarim. You should be mefayas him. Ve'yira liboy hatoiv. And he should see your good heart. Shir tzoyne litin lo yelashen yadim esekis. I would love to give you, but I cannot. Now here's a Rama. The Rama says, ve'asur lahachzir ha'ani hashoyel reikam. You're not allowed to turn away anybody. With nothing, afilu ein noisnin leirak gargoyras echad. Even if you're only giving him one little piece of wheat, which is nothing, shenemar al yashuv dach nichlam. So this is a big chiddush that it's the Rama. The Mechaber does not bring it down. The Mechaber here does not bring down this Isser to turn away someone empty-handed, and it's a big machlokes. But the Ramah brings down this Isser of not turning away anybody empty-handed. Now, notice that the Ramah brings a pasuk here of Al Yashuv Dach Nichlam. Don't send away a Dach Nichlam, like embarrassed. Why doesn't he just bring there's an Isser? Like Sa'amet, this is Levavcha, like Sikapoit, this is Yadcha. There's Yisurim not to give tzedakah. Why doesn't the Ramah bring down those Yisurim? What's he bringing down on Pasuk in Navi, in Tehillim, like a Musarvar, Al Yashav Dach Nichlam? He should bring down a real Isser, Deraisa, of Loisik Poitzis Liyotcha. There's an Isser Deraisa to not give tzedakah. Terence says, we're talking about a case that there would be no Isser not to give him. Either you gave away all your tzedakah money, let's say you're already finished, I don't have tzedakah money to give you anymore. That's it. There's no lav. Or like we said, there's no lav if you're not going to be able to give him everything he needs anyway. So then, to give him a dollar, not a dollar, there's no lav. But there's another inyan.
That's the Chaber's type. I was saying, ain't lo ma'yit.
Right. So there's no iser lav over here.
You haven't transgressed
a lav. Afal Pikein says the Ramah. There's a new iser of ayoshev dach nichlam that you're not supposed to send someone away empty-handed. And if you send away someone empty-handed, you're over this thing. So that means that lachora, as much as I looked around and I haven't found anyone really qualified at all, this Ramah, who is he talking about, who is he not talking about, but it would seem as though the simple reading of this Ramah would say is that if someone comes to you and asks you for something, you should give him something. And if not, you're being Yashiv Dachnecham. Now if he's not asking you, let's say he's just going around the table, he doesn't come to you specifically, maybe that's different. You know, a guy's coming to the shul, maybe there's Oisik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, you're davening, or whatever. But Stamazoy, a guy knocks on your house, he's coming to you, and he's asking you for something. Now, if you, it doesn't, you know, okay,
what
I don't trust
degraded,
him.
What if he's degraded by what you give him?
What?
You give him a penny, you give him a quarter.
This happened to me one time, I gave him 75 cents, and it was a whole, that's all I had, 3/4 on me, so I wanted to give him. And I got yelled at. You remember this?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I did.
I saw the guy wasn't well. I mean.
Right. So I'm not sure if you could say, it's a mix of tzedakah. There's a pasuk that says you have to give him every time he asks.
Yeah.
But it's this din of dach nichlam, maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen anyone, but I don't know if it's the same. Maybe you could say I gave you already. You're not being shav dach nichlam. You know, there's a story. So I was telling in England. So there was a big rabbis convention, so or like a Vada Rabbana meeting. So one of the more modern Rabbanim. So that's what his story was told. So he says, he gets up and says, I have a very important takana. We got to make this takana. He says, what's the takana? Takana is that the people, the shnurs, come around and they go to the houses and they knock on all the houses and then the husbands aren't home, the wives give them. And then they come to shul and then they get again from the husbands.
Oh.
So are you talking that the guy's getting from the wife once, and then the guy comes to shul, he gets from the wife also. We got to make a takana on this. We got to either make that they can only go to shul, or only go to the houses. So one of the other rabbanim said, there was once in Maisa that there was two rabbanim, and there was a whole shaila about they posed the shaila to two rabbanim, and they wanted, there was like a problem or whatever. And they asked them, what happens if, you know, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh and it's Shabbos and you forget Yalav Yova and a whole complicated Shaila and you forget Yalav Yova and the second Shemoneh Esrei, should you repeat Shemoneh Esrei and say Yalav Yova, like Tala and a whole Shaila? So the first Rav gave a whole pill, but the second Rav says, it doesn't really matter because if you forgot the first time, you're probably going to forget the second time. So he said, Rabbi, it doesn't really matter. The person that gave the first time doesn't mind giving the second time, and the person that doesn't want to give the second time didn't give the first time either. So the what? Yeah. So the but anyway, I don't know if someone's coming all the time, then if you have this dach nichlam. But this Ramah seems to be to keep in mind. I looked around. I didn't see any gedarim on this.
But
it seems as though that there's a separate iser to send away someone empty-handed. If you give him a dollar, and it's, even if you're over your miser, you're over your tzedakah, you don't have to give him or whatever. Now, if you then there's still an inyan of dach nichlam, not to send him away empty-handed. But one important thing is it's only if he's collecting for himself. If he's collecting as for a moisad and he's a mishulach, he's being sent.
Right.
buy a moisa to collect, or he's a gabbai tzedakah, or anything like that, you don't have that iser. It's only if he's collecting for himself as a poor man, that's when he has that iser. But if he's even if he's poor, but the way he makes his parnassus is by collecting for a moisa, it's still, he's not collecting for himself. If you don't collect for yourself, then you don't have this issue.
He really is, because that's 20 getting 20%.
I know, but that's not what he's collecting for.
It's not called direct.
What's the difference?
You can say no.
Huh?
You can say no.
Right. So
I heard this apply to Purim.
Thank
you. I heard this lacha apply to Purim.
Yeah, that's called pushing down this. And maybe there it's even you don't look into the person. Here, maybe he has to still be a legitimate ani. You have the right to look into him to see if he's a legitimate ani over here.
Is there an iser by the koyel, or the guy has to, does he have to give in by himself or himself or a koyel, or any moise?
No, that's what I'm saying. For any moise, you don't have to.
But before, the iserim that you can...
Oh, no, a regular mitzvah of tzedakah, it doesn't make a difference if he's giving it to a shliach, not a shliach, it doesn't matter. But this thing of sending away the guy empty-handed only applies if he's collecting it for himself.
I'm giving him nice words of tanchumim. Like,
no, that applies to everybody.
That you have to
no, what I'm saying is that, that wouldn't be considered not empty-handed if you do that?
It doesn't sound like it, because the Mechaber said that already. The Mechaber said, say nice things. And after that, the Ramah adds, but you should give him something, don't send him away empty-handed. Okay, so therefore, if an ani comes and collects for himself, you know, if he comes multiple times, you can say, listen, I'm not sending you away empty-handed. I just gave you 5 minutes ago. You know, I gave you during Brikas Krishma, now you're coming back during Chazas HaShatz. You know, like...
Rabbi, can you be so much on a on a sidra, like what's done here, where people get it, so people have to go to the vibe of all of the opposite...
So much on it regarding what?
Whether or not a person is really an ani.
I mean, for this iser, for sure.
It's not your business.
Yeah.
So if somebody doesn't have the little identity.
You mean soimich that if he doesn't have it, not to give?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Then Hashem starts looking into you, isn't it?
It could be. You need a way to know if the guy's an ani. You know, and you're not mechuyev to give someone that's lying. So.
Yeah, I mean,
in
but the chazak is that he's not
still,
lying.
You'll still get schar for giving an ani.
No, but if there is such a thing in place in the community.
This is more of a separate shaila of, you know, should you ensure Toivas HaRabim? I'm saying, but out to the fact that the guy's in front of you right now, it could be if he's not an ani. You don't have this lav. You don't have this inyan of Dach Nichlam. And therefore, if you want to make sure he's an ani, you could, you know,
immune.
L'choy, emil davin yom potter, al tzai sliva mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. Now that's only if when you're middle davening, you don't pick up your cell phone. If you're willing to pick up your phone in the middle of davening, then this guy's like garland that.
Amen.
What?
That's his incentive.
So, okay. Now, the Ramba. Now I'm going to show you this. Again, I want to keep this in mind because it's important for the next part of the shir, that you see from this, what is the Mechaber teaching us here? He's saying, if you don't have money, what you should do is, if I send ubedvarim, you should be nice to him. Why? I mean, he's telling you, midas over here, have good midas. What's he telling you? I mean, it'd be nice, it's an interesting musar shmuz to throw in over here in the middle of Hichas Tzedakah, that if you don't have, you should be nice to him. So, what's mashma over here, and it's more mashma like that in the Rambam, is that the actual, on that pile on the back table, I have a sefer, Derech Emuna. It's a brown sefer, I'm going to get it from me. So, it's mashma over here that the mitzvah of tzedakah, if you give him good words, if you give him nice words, you're actually fulfilling to a certain degree the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because again, the mitzvah of tzedakah is to make him feel good. So let's say you make him feel good by giving him words. So to a certain degree, it would be mashma that you're fulfilling tzedakah. Because if you're not, then why would the Rambam, why would the Shulchan Aruch mention it over here? If he's just giving you a musar shmuz, it's a strange place to do it. Right? The lashon of the Rambam is even stronger. Okay. What's that? 1 second. Okay, I don't see the lashon here. There was a lashon Rambam. It was mashma this way. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that you're actually fulfilling part of the inyan of tzedakah by making him feel good. Okay, and we're going to see later where this comes in. But this one is mashma. This is what it's mashma from the.
Just because it's written Hilchos Tzedakah.
Yeah, here. Listen to the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Hey. Shal ha'ani mimcha ve'im yotcha klum liten loy paiseyu bedvarim. This is what you should do. Rather, instead of giving it to him, paiseyu bedvarim. It sounds like that's a way to fulfill the mitzvah. You're on money, so at least do this. So doing that is also a way of doing the mitzvah tzedakah. And we're going to see this mefurish and show in the Sefer HaChinuch this way. Okay, but let's.
Is there a Gemara in Brooklyn that says if you make someone smile, so you give them a glass of milk?
Yeah.
Better than anything.
Yeah. Now, if you actually could, we could look at it now. Okay. It's in the Sefer HaChinuch, which is in. I don't want to confuse things. Let's continue Shulchan Aruch, and we'll get to Sefer HaChinuch. Halacha hey, im yochol lasis la'acherim shehitnu. If you're able to help other people give, okay. Let's say you're able to help other people give. Aschar gadol mischar hanoisein. You get bigger schar than even one that gives. So this is the idea of kol ha'maasi, gadol ha'maasi yoseh min ha'oseh, that someone who enables other people to give is even better than the person giving himself. This is a big inyan in terms of collecting or, you know, in encouraging other people to be involved. There's a big inyan of gadol. Okay. Now let's go into halacha vav. This is what a lot of people want to know. What are the milos in tzedakah? And now we're not talking about who to give to, but how to give. So zokt the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam, halacha vav, shmoina mailois yesh b'tzedakah. There are 8 madrigas in how to give tzedakah. Zula mailam zu. Each one is on top of the other. Maila gedoyla she'en lemaila mimen. The highest madriga in tzedakah is hamachzik biyad Yisrael hamach. You're machzik in the hand of Yisrael who is falling. V'noisin lematana. You give him a gift, oy halva or a loan, oy oisayim or shutvis, or you get involved in his business, oy mamsi l'moch, or you hire him, k'dei l'chazik yoda, in order to strengthen him, sh'leit starach l'briyos. V'lo yishal, v'al zenema v'chazakta boy. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if there's somebody that really he's not an ani right now, but he's about to become an ani, his business is falling, he needs to plug up a hole in the business right now. Either he needs a loan, or he needs a personal loan. If he's going to start borrow, if he's going to, you know, have to dip into his, you know, savings or whatever, he's going to entirely lose everything, and he needs a loan, or he needs a job, because right now he's in between and he's managing. But if you give him a job, he'll manage even better. He's not yet an ani. Says the Rambam, this is the highest madrega of tzedakah. So there's 2 chidushim in this Rambam. Number one is, who says it's tzedakah at all? You lent money. It's a beautiful chesed. Bikur Chayilim is also chesed. It's not tzedakah, right? There's a lot of ways to help people. Tzedakah, we always understood, is for an ani, a poor man. This person's not poor yet. Maybe he'll become poor, but he's not poor right now. So the fact that you're helping him not to become poor, who says that's tzedakah? Mm-hmm. But we see here in the Rambam Achidush that lending money to someone in this situation, or giving him a job, or even if you invest in his business and you're going to get returns on it, still, says the Rambam, that's called tzedakah.
Says he's not poor yet.
Because he's about to become poor. Machzik v'yisol hamach, k'dei shalo yitztarach l'briyas. You're doing this in order so you shouldn't be mitztarach to l'briyas. But he's close to becoming on it, but he's not yet. Yeah. Says the Rambam, that's the highest madriga in tzedakah. So you see a chiddush, you see it's called tzedakah, and you see it's the highest level of tzedakah. So first of all, let's take for granted that it's tzedakah. Why is it the highest level? So the way you understand that is based on what we've been saying, is that since he's going to be the least embarrassed in this way, right?
Because he's not.
Because you're going to invest in his business, so you're getting returns. He doesn't feel like he's taking a favor. And even if you're going to borrow money, at least if it's interest-free, but at least this way, he feels good that he's, you know, giving you something back and you're investing, so he doesn't feel like he's taking such a big favor. And even if you're not investing, I'm sorry, but you're borrowing, it's still good because at least he's giving you back the keren. Okay? So you see from here that the fact that you're embarrassed, you're not embarrassing him, and you're giving it to him in a way that's least embarrassing, is the highest level of tzedakah. Because again, tzedakah and how he receives it are intertwined. It's not the pshat that, okay, I did tzedakah, and the second thing, I didn't embarrass a guy. So I got a check in the chesed category, and I got a check in the tzedakah category. No. The tzedakah that's done in a way that doesn't embarrass him is the highest level of tzedakah. Just like you're not supposed to embarrass him when you give it, you yell at him and all that. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, lending the guy money, which is going to be the least embarrassing, is the highest level of tzedakah, and that touches up the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now,
what about giving it without him knowing? Like,
okay, that's going to be the next level. That's the next level. Correct. It's not even greater. This is greater, but that's the next level. So the the chiddush I want to go into now in the sources that I gave you is how do we know at all that lending money is considered tzedakah? Maybe it's not tzedakah. And a big nafkumina. L'mashal, what about lending money to an usher? The guy's real, a guy has money. But right now it's tied up in assets or it's tied up elsewhere. Or stam, he's not in the mood of spending it. He'd rather borrow because he's making 3%. You know, he's making 20% on his money. He doesn't want to take it out now. He'd rather borrow a short-term loan between things, right? So is that a mitzvah to lend an usher money?
If he has the money, he doesn't want to use it. It's probably, if he's in a place where he has no money, then maybe, yeah. Well, besides, he doesn't want to lose.
So let's see. There's a special mitzvah in the Torah. Im kesef talves ami es ha'ani imach l'siyala kenosha. There's a special pasuk in the Torah that you're supposed to lend people money. So does that apply to an ani, an usher? Is it a separate mitzvah? Is it part of the mitzvah of tzedakah? How do we look at the mitzvah of lending money? So let's look at the first page in this other packet I gave out. I have a couple of them here. Okay. Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Vahei in the Rambam. Who should Sivanu Lasois Tzedakah? So, we could put away the other ones. And who should Sivanu Lasois Tzedakah? So, this is where the Rambam lists the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Ulechazek hachaloshim ulecharchav aleim. And make them feel good. Uchvar bo atzivu b'mitzvah zu. There's a lot of times the Torah tells us about it. B'milois mischalfois, different words. Amar yis'ale, pasoyach tiftach is yodcha. You should open your hand to give. And then he brings another pasuk. Vehechazak taboy. Now, this pasuk vechazak taboy is very peculiar that the Rambam would put it into the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because the mitzvah vechazak taboy generally means the guy's about to fall and you hold him up that he shouldn't fall. Yet the Rambam puts that in pasuk into the mitzvah of tzedakah. Va'amar v'chayachicha imach. Va'kavana ba'ilu olashoynes kulam achasi yuhushanazar aniyah v'nechazak de sof sipukam. That's what the Rambam says. But this is the Rambam, yeah. Now the Rambam continues in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, where I boxed it out. There's another mitzvah. Who should Sivanu lahalvois le'ani? Says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to lend to aniyim. Laharchiv loy, to make it a little easier for him. Ulahakal in yonoi. U'mitzvah zu, zok the Rambam, hi ha'yoyser chazaka, v'yoyser mechuyeves mikol mitzvah tzedakah. It's the highest level in tzedakah itself. So you see clearly the Rambam calls the mitzvah of lending money part of tzedakah, and he says lending money to a poor person. It sounds like not to a rich person. Kimishin is bazev v'gola ponav lishol midei anashim, because someone that's already, you know, asking people for money ain't saris in yonoi sar me olav. You don't help him as much by giving him the money. I would rather someone that's already embarrassed and collecting. He's already got embarrassed, but a guy that no one knows his matziv and he's about to fall, but everyone, you know, no one knows that he's in a bad matziv, and you help him out, get him out of that bad matziv temporarily, that's a greater mitzvah because he never got to that poor, he became poor, he never got embarrassed.
What's hamachusa?
He's covered. It's covered up. So now the Rambam says clearly that the mitzvah of lending money is a mitzvah specifically to a poor person, and the mitzvah of lending money is part of tzedakah. So that's why the Rambam here, this what we learned in Shulchan Aruch, is part of the Rambam, is quoted in the Rambam. That's why it's the highest mitzvah level of tzedakah, because it's tzedakah, okay? And it's the highest level.
Do you have the halachas of Deimach Soro here?
L'chaira, yeah. So the Chafetz Chaim says that according to this Rambam, all the halachas that we learned before would apply. So in other words, when you give the guy a loan, you can't yell at him, you can't. All the things that we say, you have to be nice to him, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to be just as nice when you're giving a loan as when you're giving tzedakah, because it's tzedakah according to this. So you can't tell the guy, listen, I really, just get, whatever. Take the loan, pay me back later.
What if he's being foolish with his money? Like, let's say he's in a bad matzah because he brought this
I'm not getting involved in that. We're talking about a regular case. So
if he would go to somebody else.
You could ask that about tzedakah also.
If it happens frequently.
Well, if you can't get... Okay, so we'll see. What about if you can't get back your loan? So that's not lending. That's giving.
The guy's a gambler or something.
No, he has to give... So the Chafetz Chaim, when he's mayrach on this, so the Chafetz Chaim in the back of the packet over here is mayrach about this Rambam. And he says, many communities started a loan gemach. And the loan gemach was called Soymech Neiflim, because it helped out the people. And the Chafetz Chaim says here, he says that the best way to do it is that you should take a mashkoin. You should take a collateral from the guy and take a lien on something. Either you take the lien or physically, or at least you write in the document that you're leaning the jewelry, you're taking a lien on something, that you'll be able to get it back. And he says that's better than using an Arev system, than using a Koba, a guarantor. Why? Because the Arev, how many times can one guy be an Arev?
Yeah, he's used
10 he's not going to be able to be an R for so many people. So the whole gemach is going to fall apart. So because one, you want to be nice to one person, because you want to be nice to one person, the next 10 people that would have borrowed the money are going to lose. So you have no right to be nice to anybody. You got to make sure you get the money back. And therefore, you got to make sure you get the money back. The best way to do it is with the mashkin. And even an RF system is not such a good system. He says if you can use an RF system, you should make sure that each person is only an RF to one loan. And that way, but the Chofetz Chaim's mamish...
He's very particular.
Well, he's very... No, because it's a serious thing. Sure, not joking around over here. So he says... yeah, let me show you where he says this. Here.
The star gets part of the mitzvah too, then.
See, if you see, it's on the second. It's on the Avos Chesed page Mem Beis in this packet. In the other packet, it's Mem Beis. So, in the bottom
quadrant,
in the bottom Haggah. In the star underneath, he says, "Gam beizim akom esr isi bechaver samichnoifim shnoigim lhalvus pa'amim af b'loy mashkoin." Rak sheyovik saviad meizim balbayis she'arav avurei. Ach loy mikol balbayis ki mi batuah. So they take a good balbayis and he's an arav. Yesh l'sham bechaver shem bechaver shoytzi ala kama rubles. Yesh l'an takonos kamoy lhalvus al saviad shel arvus. Gam ein miskabel arvus me balbayis avur shnei anashim biyachad. Once one person pays, he can take another arvus. It's a good thing. It's not like so Gevaldik. You're going to lose a lot of the money. Unless there's really a lot of money, it doesn't matter. And so they don't want to bring a mashkin. But really, he says the best way to do it would be to give. At the last line below mashkin. So he says you have to be very careful the way you do it. And it's public funds over here, so you want to be nice to one person. Okay, this is all the Chofetz Chaim, this is all the Rambam, how the Rambam puts down the mitzvah of tzedakah is to help a person even through a loan.
Is the Arav participating in tzedakah?
Yeah, Mr. Thumb.
Marech Hasid.
I'm not sure, it's a good shayla. Now if you turn the page, and go back to the front page now, okay, and you turn to the back of the first page, is the Ramban. Okay, I didn't write that it's the Ramban, but it's the Ramban. Now, in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, everyone has 613 mitzvahs, but how you get to the 613 is different. So the Rambam lists tzedakah, and vechazak taboy, we pointed out, right, this thing about helping someone out is part of tzedakah. The Ramban comes along in Mitzvah Yud Vav, where I underline, he says, "Shenitztavino lahachiyos ger toishav." There's a special mitzvah to be mechaya someone that's about to fall, lahatziloi mer asoi, to help him from his bad matzah. It means also a ger toishav, but also a yid. Shemhaya toivea banar, if he's physically, you know, drowning, or if he's monetarily drowning, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, you help him out. And then he says, at the last line where I underlined, he says, "V'harav the Rambam kol al oisa im tzedakah." The Rambam put this as a part of tzedakah. The mitzvah kuf tzari hetmi pasuk pasuch tiftach. V'heim shtayim mitzvahs be'emes. But in reality, the Rambam is incorrect, and this mitzvah is unrelated to tzedakah. So, in other words, according to the Ramban, tzedakah is for poor people. This guy who's not poor, but he's falling, so he's not poor. So there's no tzedakah on him. For him. You want to make sure he's not going to become poor? Okay, it's a separate mitzvah, echazak taboy. Make sure that people don't fall, either physically or monetarily. So, if a guy's drowning, you've got to save him. If a guy's drowning in his chayvus, you got to save him. But the guy is making ends meet, be'etzem, he's just in a bad matzv. So, according to that, says the Ramban, it's not tzedakah, but it is echazak taboy, it's a separate mitzvah.
He doesn't tell which one's the
Ramban. Oh, so now, who's the Shulchan Aruch paskening like?
Ramban.
Who's the Shulchan Aruch passing like? The Rambam, clearly. Because yeah, he says that the highest level of tzedakah is lending. Obviously, lending is tzedakah. So he's obviously passing like the Rambam, not like the Ramban. And we're going to see this could make major ramifications, okay?
Look now, the Ramban, what is the highest thing?
Let's talk about the next thing that he says, not this. Okay? Now, if you look, according to this, let's go to the Chinuch now that I brought. So the Chinuch is Mitzvah Tov Ayin Tes. And the Chinuch says to his son, you know, the Sefer Chinuch was written as a Musar Sefer to his son. So he writes to his son the following. Okay, where I underlined. Al tachshav she'inyin mitzvah satzdakah lo yerak ba'ani. Don't think it's only for poor people. Asher ein lechem v'sim have nothing to eat. Ki af ba'ashirim gedoylim. Even a person who's theoretically rich, tiskayim gam ki mitzvah satzdakah lo fa'amin. You could theoretically have a mitzvah satzdakah. G'goyin. Asher shuhu b'makam she'in makir no'isai. No one knows his situation. Tzarech lo'vais. He's got to borrow. Again, it's clearly you see from the chinuch that lending money is tzedakah. Right now he's can't work temporarily some other reason. He can't figure out how to give it. So he says, Zokta Chinuch, is that that's included in tzedakah, because the point of tzedakah is helping people out in this way, monetarily, and this is part of helping someone out. Even if he theoretically has money and he's rich, it doesn't matter. The mitzvah tzedakah, it's a misnomer to think that tzedakah is for poor people only. That's what the Chinuch says.
Everybody says that loaning is tzedakah, though. No one has made a chiluk on that yet.
Yeah, the Ramban.
Ramban only made a chiluk between poor and falling. He didn't make a chiluk that it's...
That's what he's saying. This guy's rich. According to Ramban, he wouldn't have tzedakah.
The chiluk so far that we've learned today is only between rich and not rich. But Hava, the Kuli Alma, whether it's still a tzedakah.
You don't see that in the Ramban, though.
He said, so Hava, even if a poor person is not tzedakah?
You don't see that in the Ramban, right?
No. But he didn't mechalek only on
you're saying the Ramban's point was that the Rambam's point was if he's in between levels. Saying that the Ramban argues, but if a guy's taka poor and you want to lend him,
yeah,
here, maybe, I'm not sure about that. Now, he continues the chinuch, because it's very important what we learned before. Uklal ha'inyin, shakol ha'mahanes chaver bein b'momen bein b'maychel, or b'shar tzrochav. If you help someone out, oy afilu b'dvarim toivim. You see this? Even if you help him out with a good word, dvarim nichumim, consolation words, b'chlal mitzvah hatzdako ushar harim hoy. So mafurish chinuch that giving someone words is tzedakah. So that's why lending is so that's why I think it's very understandable why the Mechaber brought all this down in Hilchos Tzedakah. Because part of Tzedakah is giving the guy a good word. So it comes out very good in the Chinuch, this idea, according to the Sefer Chinuch, this idea of what we were learning in the first couple of Seifim, what's the mitzvah of Tzedakah? According to the Chinuch, that goes into Tzedakah clearly. So okay?
Did he just say that if you give him words that to someone who's rich, it's also tzedakah?
No, to someone that needs the word, someone that needs it.
So if he's having a bad day, you just put
I don't think a bad day. It has to be a bad day related to something monetary. If the guy's going, if a guy, you know, is stubborn,
he's really upset. It's not part of
something.
It's monetary.
Yeah. If a guy stubborn got into a fight with someone, so I don't know if that is called tzedakah.
Money.
What?
Usually
bad
money.
It's usually bad money anyway. Almost always. Okay, so Lemaisa, this is very Yisoidus Dick, and this comes out as Machlokes, it's Tzedakah, is lending, we paskin that it's money. Now, here comes the tricky part, which we'll start now, we'll have to continue next week. But the tricky part is, so people want to know, so can I use my Meiser money to lend money? Remember, we're talking about Tzedakah, and we've been constantly distinguishing, being Bechalik, between Tzedakah and Meiser. Okay? So even though, you're right, you're Mekayim Tzedakah, and everything like that. Now you fulfilled tzedakah, and then you got the money back. Great, that's a great deal, right? I lent the guy money, I get all these points for tzedakah, I get $10,000 of tzedakah points in Shemaim, and then I got my money back. This is gevaldik, right? So maisa, this is a great thing. Maybe I'll just do that with my maisa. I'll do a mitzvah. I'll separate my maaser money, $5,000, lend it to him, give it back, and now I can go party with it because I already did my mitzvah with this money. Okay, so does it count for maaser this thing? So the emes is that the Chavetz Chaim has a tzad that maybe yeah. Because since it's tzedakah, you did tzedakah with this $5,000 that you're mafresh meiser.
Right.
Now you got it back. That's it. It's your money.
But he's feeling so good paying it back also. Right? That's like the
I
best.
I know, but look, so he says, now, the One thing is for sure, okay? One thing is for sure, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that you could separate your Ma'aser money and put it into a separate account that will not be your money, and you keep it there for loans. So it's a loan gemach, and you put your Ma'aser money into a loan gemach, then you for sure Makayim Ma'aser and Tzedakah. And he says, even according to the Ramban, says the Chafetz Chaim, even according to the Ramban, that says that lending money is not necessarily tzedakah, but we paskin, we spoke out already a couple weeks ago, we paskin that you could use non-tzedakah mitzvahs with ma'aser. You could use your ma'aser money for non-tzedakah things, right? We do all sorts of things with other mitzvahs with our ma'aser money, right? Your budget. Yeah, you ma'afresh, but we could do other mitzvahs with our ma'aser money. You could give to a building. You could pay an electric bill of a shul. There's other things you could do with ma'aser money, which are not tzedakah, right? That's how we paskin. So we're noyig, basically. So therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, even according to the Ramban, that tzedakah is not ahava, is not tzedakah, but it's definitely chesed. You could definitely, it's like garland giving to Bikur Chaylim or Chai Lifeline or anything else. It's definitely a chesed. And therefore, it says there, according to our minig, that we use our ma'aser money for things which are not tzedakah, you could also make a gemach and set aside your money for it to lend out to people, as long as it's not yours. Shaz, what happens if the guy dies? Does the money stay in the gemach, or does it go to his yorshim? In other words, does he have any ownership on this money, or is it totally given away that it's not his at all? This is a little bit of a shaila in the Chafetz Chaim. But to go ahead and say that I was mafresh money, I give tzedakah with it, and then I got it back. That's the Chafetz Chaim. He says, even though tzedakah you were yoytze, but the minimum of the mafresh meiser, he's not so happy saying that that you could be mekayim the inyan of meiser with that money. So we'll be.
You should leave it in the separate account.
We'll be mirech on that.
Money for that, not meiser.
Yeah, we'll be mirech on that next week, and also I want to discuss next week. The other thing that he said here is giving the guy a job. Is that called tzedakah? You know,
you're
going
to be benefiting from that.
Really?
Who wants to bench?